It's the Charmed Ones. Mine is Piper.
Hi, guys. It's me, Sarah, back at it again. I am alone today. For reasons, you know, can't always make it down to see the gals. Maybe I'll see them next week. Maybe we can get an episode in. I know it's been a little while since an episode came out, but I warned you that this was going to happen. I'm really unmotivated to do anything ever. And I can never keep on any type of schedule about anything ever unless it's like, oh, here's your work schedule, show up to work or you're fired. So, yeah, if any of you guys want to pay me to record episodes, like, that's fire. Maybe then I'll be motivated, but I still very much doubt that I will be very, very motivated because I'm not motivated at fucking work. So, anyway, today I wanted to talk about my favorite reality show. Actually, before I get into that, Keeping Up with the Kardashians has been canceled, or not canceled, they're like ending it or whatever, I don't know, like, was it canceled by E, or did they just decide to not do it anymore? It's confusing. Different sources say different things. Anyway, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, that was probably really loud in your ears, I'm very sorry. Keeping Up with the Kardashians was the very first reality show I have ever watched. It was one of my favorites. You know, it's like a guilty pleasure because I don't watch a lot of reality TV. Like, I can list on one hand the number of reality shows that I've ever watched. And Keeping Up with the Kardashians, I always thought was just really entertaining. Like, the first couple seasons, it's really, like, juvenile. Kim is literally just, like, crying because she lost her diamond earring in the ocean. Like, people are dying, Kim! I know. Gotta love Courtney. She gets worse in the later seasons, and then Kim gets better. So, that's the show that introduced me to it. I was about to straight up lie to y'all. Okay, I was gonna say I've never bought a Kardashian product, but that is a big-faced lie. I have never bought a Kim Kardashian product. I have definitely bought some makeup from Kylie. That's mainly what is in my makeup bag. Do I understand the reason why? No. Is her makeup good? Some of it, yes. Some of it, no. I like her liquid lipsticks, but they're very drying. You know, once you get them wet, they, like, flake off, and then they don't look good anymore. Her eyeshadow was really good. I actually really, really liked her concealer that she came out with, and I was able to perfectly match myself online, which I have never been able to do it perfectly before, so, like, that was amazing. That's really good. Her eyeshadows are good. They're, like, hit or misses. Same with everything else. Like, it's all just, like, hit or miss, but that's the same with every kind of makeup product. I have not tried her Kylie Skin range, but I thought about buying it, but I was gonna wait till it was, like, restocked so I didn't have to fight anybody over it. But then I started researching, you know, and I didn't research anything myself because I am too fucking lazy to do any type of research for myself. So my version of research is, oh, let me Google this and watch whatever YouTube video pops up that's going to give me the information that I need so I don't have to spend time reading anything. And coming from a person who actually likes to read, that's the epitome of laziness. And that is who I am. I have no shame. You either love me as I am or you don't love me, okay? So, I watched all these YouTube videos of estheticians and makeup people and specialists and stuff going through her ingredient lists and labeling out why all these products are going to be so bad for you because the like ingredients are just not good for you. It's just like literally, they were like saying like these ingredients are just so bad for you, like this has to be just a money grab. So, and then recently, you know, somebody that bought the cleanser, she went to go find it, and it was, like, so miscolored, like, because it had been sitting in her cabinet, and then it was a clear colored cleanser, and then when she went to look for it, it was, like, brown, and then she could clean her sink with it. That's, like, how chemically it was. And I was in Ulta the other day, and Ulta has Kylie Skin and some Kylie Cosmetics in the store. And one of their sample cleansers of Kylie Skin was out, and that one was brown. I'm like, no, I don't trust any type of skincare that's gonna do that. Like, nope. Glad I didn't buy that. Would have melted my fucking face off with my look. So, keeping up with the Kardashians, I've watched. Love it, hate it. Kendall's my favorite Kardashian slash Jenner. I really wish she would come out with something that I could buy. She actually came out, she partnered with Estee Lauder to make a lipstick. I did buy that. So, but, and then I bought the Kylie stuff, but that's it. Like, I've never bought the Kim Kardashian makeup line or Skims. I did kind of want to buy Skims, but, I still have yet to do that because I kind of think it's shapewear is a waste at 25. I don't know. So, I've watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I've watched almost all of our spinoffs, like Kim and Khloe Take Miami or Khloe and Courtney Take Whatever. I've watched those. I've watched, what was it? Life of Kylie. Is that what it was called? When Kylie had her one season single reality show. Like, that was bad. Like, that was bad. You think Keeping Up with the Kardashians is bad? No, that Kylie one was bad. It was just so boring. Like, she literally doesn't do anything. She wouldn't let the cameras follow her when she was just getting involved with Travis Scott, which, fine, you want some privacy, fine. But then don't invite a second reality show into your life and then not want to share something of it. And then it was just boring. Like, she didn't do anything. I swear to God, I don't think Kylie really has a big personality. Like, and I don't either. So that's like, I'm kind of being, hypocritical, but like, girl, I don't have a reality show. I don't think I would want ever agree to have a reality show because I'm fucking boring and I know it. She just needs to own up that she's fucking boring and she knows it. Like, just own your shit. I've seen that. I watched the Netflix show Love is Blind. Actually, that's a lie. I watched the first episode and then I skipped forward and watched the last like four because I didn't want to watch the middle, but I wanted to watch the end. So, yeah, I'm kind of a cheater. Cheated a lot of things. Like when I get a new book and I'm anxious to know how it ends, I'll read the last page. That's the type of person I am. So, I've seen that. I watch Vanderpump Rules, which is what we're going to be talking about today. So, get ready. And then I have recently started watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but that I've only watched that because it's a little bit involved with Vanderpump Rules. And funny story, I only started watching Vanderpump Rules on an accident because I was at my cousin's house and she was off doing something like out of the house. So I was just chilling in a room and she only had basic cable in her room. This was before we all had like Fire Sticks and smart TVs and stuff. So it was just basic ass cable. And it was one of those cable things where you can't pull up a TV guide. You literally just have to go through the channels and be like, oh, okay, what is this? So I literally just turned it on, flipped to a random channel, and just watched whatever was on. And it happened to be Vanderpump Rules. I think it had to be like season one. Like, it had to be. I think that's what it was. I don't remember real clearly. But I was watching it and I was sucked in. Just sucked in to this show. And then I remember at one point she came back and she was like, can we stop watching this show about other people's lives now? And I was just like, I'm invested. Like, I don't know what you want to do the rest of the day, but I know what I'm doing the rest of the day. And I literally watched it until a different show came on. Like, that's just how invested I got in the first seeing it. She did not get into it, but I mean, that's fine. You don't have to like the same thing the people around you like. So I remember when I got home from having visited her, I immediately looked it up, like Google, Vanderpump Rules. And then it was on Hulu. It is still on Hulu to this day. I love you. And I remember going and watching season one, I think up to like season six, maybe six, seven, or five, something like that, was out on Hulu. And I remember just binging it and like loving it so hardcore. Because I remember for at least a couple years, I would wait until Like, I would look up premiere dates for the new season, wait until it was airing because I don't watch cable. I mean, I have cable, but like, I don't make the effort to watch it because I'm fucking lazy again. So I will just go on my computer and like illegally go watch new episodes of Vanderpump Rules, but I wouldn't watch it weekly. You know, I'm not that committed. I'm not that committed to anything. So I would wait like a couple weeks and then go online and watch all the episodes that were released, like binge watch the ones that were released, and then wait a couple weeks and then binge watch the new ones that were released until I've seen the whole season before it hits Hulu. Because Vanderpump Rules doesn't hit Hulu until like a couple months after the whole season's premiered. Which is jank. You should definitely let me watch it whenever I want to watch it. Hulu, if you're listening, get on it. Anyway, so I just want to talk about this because season 8 just ended and a cast member just confirmed that they're about to start doing season 9. And season 9 is going to be like different. And let me tell you about it. So, Vanderpump Rules is about a group of servers that worked at this Los Angeles hipster restaurant called Sir. And Sir is owned by Lisa Vanderpump. And Lisa Vanderpump is like this crazy rich lady who owns, her and her husband Ken own a lot of restaurants. But the show's not really about her. She's in it, but it's not really about her. It's about the people that worked for her. So the main characters were Stassi, Jax, Kristen, Katie, both Toms, and Ariana and Sheena. And you know, it's just crazy because Stassi is one crazy ass bitch. You gotta love her for it. Sheena is annoying but lovable. Katie is annoying but lovable. Kristen is crazy, crazy, like batshit, I'm gonna break into your car if you break my heart type crazy. But I love her too. She's actually my favorite. No matter how crazy she is legitimately my favorite. And can I really explain to you why she's my favorite? No, I can't. Sometimes I think she's my favorite because I think I'm like her. But then she will do the most outrageous, crazy, like batshit, like this is the crazy ex-girlfriend type of person. That's just who she is. Like, that's the energy she emulates. And I'm just like, I don't know for sure, but I don't think I'm that type of crazy. Like, I'm a type of crazy, but I'm not that type of crazy. I mean, at least no ex-boyfriend of mine has ever said that I'm that type of crazy, so I don't know. But I've also never keyed anybody's car, so thought about it, never done it. So we get through all these seasons. Tom and Katie finally get married. Stassi and Kristen have went the longest without finding anybody, like a permanent, long-term relationship that was actually really good. And then all the drama starts season 8 because Stassi has finally found her man, and his name is Boo. Not Boo, his name is Bo. What the heck? You'd think I would know these people's names. Anyway. But he was Kristen's friend, and Kristen introduced him and Stassi. And then season 8, they had this big falling out because it's like the three main girls were Stassi, Katie, and Kristen. They were the three witches of WeHo, the threesome. They were the three best friends. They've been best friends for like 10 years, something like that. But then they have had fallout after fallout after fallout because Kristen slept with Stassi's ex-boyfriend, I think, while they were dating. It was a big thing. They had a friendship breakup, but then they came back together. And then during season 8, they were fighting again because Kristen was dating this guy, his name was Carter, that was very, you know, toxic, but she kept breaking up and getting back together. And then season 8, the whole storyline was, you know, they're broken up, like officially broken up. But she still talked to him. He would still come over all the time. And they were just, Stassi and Kristen were just like, well, we feel like, you know, you're not being mature enough. You, because in season 7, they made a point to try to, you know, make it known that Carter was not that great of a boyfriend. And they said in their interview segments, that Kristen had asked them to do that to kind of put it into light so that not only is like the public seeing it, but the public seeing it is going to force her to really acknowledge and try to find some sort of solution to her being in this negative relationship, because she didn't have the strength to leave it just yet by herself. And I'm like, I totally get that, because I was in a really bad relationship for a long time that I knew was bad, that I knew either needed to fix in some way or I just needed to leave. And knowing that didn't make me leave any quicker than I did, because, you know, I just wasn't ready. I wasn't ready to face that I should leave, wasn't ready to leave, wasn't ready to tell my friends all the gory details of it all, because I knew what they would say. I knew they would tell me to leave, and I was not ready to do any of that. Like, I wasn't ready to do any of it. So all of season 8, I really, really, really resonated with Kristen, because I felt like her friends were just annoyed with her because she was dumping her relationship drama on them constantly, and they would give advice like, oh, leave him, and then she wouldn't leave him, and then she would come complaining again. I'm like, yes, I know how annoying that is to ever have somebody always asking for advice, but then they never follow through. But I've also been the other girl who is constantly just like, oh, I don't know what to do about this. And then you just don't, you know, you're just not ready to take the course of action that you know you need to take, which is to leave. And I know I'm not ready, but it didn't stop me from asking for advice, because a lot of times I wasn't actually asking for the advice. I just needed somebody to talk to rant to get this bent up anger and frustration and sadness out, so that I didn't just lose my mind over it all. And I just, watching the season, I kept getting this feeling that her friends, her so-called friends, were just not willing to listen to her anymore. And my thing was, well, if it's that bad to where you can't stand to even listen to her talk about it anymore, you can just say that to her. Just be like, hey, you know, we know you're not ready to face it. We know you're not ready to leave, but we feel almost disrespected that you ask us for advice and then you don't take it, and then you keep coming back and back for more advice you're not going to take. So, like, if you need to talk about it, you can come and vent to me, but I'm not going to offer any advice anymore because I know you're not going to take it. Let me know when you're ready to take the advice, and then I can start offering to you it again. But they didn't say that. And it wasn't until the reunion that Stassi came out with the whole, oh, well, you told us to bring it up last season, and then you lied and said, I never told you to do that, and you made us out to look like horrible friends to you when we were just trying to help you and do what you asked us to do. And if that's true, I completely understand why they were mad at her. And Stassi even said in the reunion, she was like, I knew when you were asking me why we weren't friends anymore that I should just come out and tell you, oh, it's because of this, and I just need to take a step back. And she said, but like, in the moment, I just didn't say it, and I don't know why, and I'm really sorry, but I'm saying it to you now. Like, that's the reason why, and I hope you understand why I would need that distance. And that explains it. Like, that I can understand. But it was like this whole season, Stassi and Chris were just like, oh, we just need a break. We're not friends anymore. And just like wouldn't give clear reasons of why you're not friends anymore. Like, this is the girl that you've known for like 10 plus years. All of your parents are best friends. You've forgiven each other for horrible things. But then something happened that you're not going to explain. You're just not friends, and you have no explanation to offer her or anybody else watching. Like, that's the shit that made me mad. And then the other thing that made me mad was in the reunion, there was this new guy, Max. He was flirting, trying to date, but then he's messed it up with a new cast member named Dana. And in the reunion, they asked Max, because he was a notorious fuckboy. He'd fucked around with Sheena before he fucked around with Dana. And they were like, oh, is there anybody else in the cast that you've had sex with? And he goes, oh, Kristen. And Stassi was so mad. She was like, this is so on brand for you, sleeping with your friends' boyfriends and I can't believe you would do something like this, yada, yada, yada. But, you know, if you actually listen, like Max even says himself, he was like, they hooked up after him and Dana had already broken up and before him and Dana had even started doing anything. And it's just like, and her and Dana, Kristen and Dana, were not friends. Like, they were casual, like, acquaintances. You know, we know the same people. We used to work in the same place. Like, we can say hi, hey, whatever. Do I think Kristen should have maybe brought it up? And once she knew that Dana was entertaining, maybe something happening with Max, maybe not let it happen again. Yes, but at the same time, I will always err on the side of Kristen was not the person Dana was trying to be in a relationship with. Kristen was not the person Dana should have been given the loyalty from. That would be Max. Max owed Dana the loyalty, the decency to let her know, like, oh, you know, just so you know, I know you hang out with her, I know you know the same people as her, we've actually hooked up once, doesn't mean anything. Point blank. I feel like he owed Dana that. He didn't give it to her. And then when it came out, everybody got mad at Kristen because it was like, oh, Kristen, you're such a slut, you just sleep with people. I'm like, okay. But Max and Dana were not together. He was single, Kristen was single. Why does it matter that they slept together? I really don't understand. And that just brings me back to the point where Kristen and Stassi just seem like they are not friends. Like, Stassi will continually bring up that Kristen slept with her ex-boyfriend. I'm like, yes, that is shitty. Yes, she definitely broke girl code there. But at the same time, you said you'd have forgiven her. That was like 4 years ago. If you've really forgiven somebody for something and it has never happened again, you don't keep mentioning it. Side note, if somebody has apologized for an action, but they continue to repeat that action, I will continue to bring up said action over and over again. Because if there is no change of action after an apology, it is just manipulation. Repeat that segment again. If there is no change of action after an apology, that is manipulation. Okay? Just so we're clear. So, I feel like Stassi was always trying to manipulate Kristen because she's like, oh, well, you did this to me all the time, never letting anybody forget it, even though it was years ago. Jax is happily married now. Kristen has a boyfriend. It's never happened again. But she will never let it go, and it just proves to me that, oh, so you were never as good of friends as you wanted us all to believe. And then there was this whole drama with Brett and Max. They both liked Dana. Max liked Dana first. They dated a little bit. They broke up because Max was a fuckboy. I don't know why so many of those girls on that show wanted his tiny ass dick, but I guarantee you it's not good. Guarantee. And then there was this other guy, Brett, which I don't know why all the girls on that show wanted his tiny ass dick, because I guarantee you that's not good either. But so Max started dating Dana first, they broke up, and then Dana and Brett started talking. And keep in mind, Max and Brett are like best friends. And then Max was really mad about it, but he kept going to Dana. He kept being like, well, you know, he's my friend. Why do you like him? And I'm just like, bro, do people not understand how to be an adult? Like, was this for drama? Or do you, like, really not know how to be an adult? Because Dana owes you nothing. Once you are no longer together, she owes you nothing. It doesn't matter. She owes you nothing. Doesn't matter if he's your best friend. Doesn't matter if he was your dad. Okay? You no longer have anything to do with her. She doesn't owe you any type of communication, any type of, oh, just so you know, I know he's your friend, I'm gonna start fucking him. No. She doesn't owe you that. You know who did owe him that? His best friend, Brett. Brett should have been like, hey, bro, I know you dated this girl, but I'm kind of catching feelings for her. Are you okay with me seeing her? And then if Max said no, that's then up to Brett to decide what he values more, this new girl or his friend. That's what the issue is, okay? Like, literally, that's what the whole issue is. Max owed it to Dana, and then Brett owed it to Max. Like, that's exactly what this issue is. But people always want to blame it on other people. And I'm like, that's not how this works. Anyway. So then the season ended, the reunion was over, and then the drama starts to unfold. So, right when the season ended was when George Floyd got murdered by those cops, and they should definitely indict them. Shut the fuck up. And all the people were going crazy online, which they should. Go for it. And it came out that Max and Brett had both said the N-word publicly before, and their old, like, Twitter and Facebook updates or whatever. And everybody was up in an uproar about it, which they should be. And then it came out that Stassi and Kristen had called the cops on the only black cast member in that show, saying she was somebody who had gone around robbing gas stations, even though that was never her. The picture of the girl didn't even look like her. And that Stassi had taken a picture and of her, Kristen, and somebody else in outfits and, like, labeled them Nazi bitch or something like that. And everybody was real offended about all of these things. So Bravo came out and said, okay, Brett, Max, Stassi, and Kristen are all fired from Vanderpump Rules. Which, if you've never watched the show, you don't understand how monumental this is, because there's like 6 or 5 main cast members, like, you follow the most amount of time. Everybody else gets like a little bit of camera time, but there's like the main 5. Stassi and Kristen are those main ones, like, especially Stassi. Like, Stassi is the main cast member, and for her to be fired, like, she deserved it, definitely did. But it was just like, how can the show go on without Stassi Schroeder? Like, how can it? Because she left for like 1 season, and the show sucked when she was gone. Like, it just sucked. So now I'm just like, I don't even know, like, what season 9 is even going to look like. Because apparently Jax put on his Twitter that they, Bravo confirmed to the cast members that season 9 is a go, and they should start filming soon. And I'm like, okay, but what's it, like, even going to be about? Like, what is this season even going to be about? Because Jax just got married to Brittany. They're pregnant. Stassi and Bo are pregnant. Lala and Randall are pregnant. And then Ariana and Tom are never going to have kids. And Sheena and her boyfriend just had a miscarriage. They're not trying to have any more kids until, like, next year. So, like, you're telling me that this new season is going to have, one, not the main firecracker, two, not the second main firecracker, and you're just going to be stuck with all these people who are pregnant that can't get into a whole bunch of drama and discourse and, like, mess things up. And then you're going to have this other couple who they're fighting with the whole cast, like, all the time. They haven't been filming. Sheena has fallen out with almost every single girl member of that cast except for Brittany. So what is the show going to be about? And Lala says she may not even be in it because she's pregnant. She was just like, I don't know if I want to be doing all this drama while I'm pregnant, and then I don't know if I want my kid to grow up and see it and then have her be in it herself. Like, I just don't know. So I'm just like, so what's it going to be about? How many new people are you going to have to bring on to this show to cover the loss of your 2 main characters, and then to make up for all of the other characters who are pregnant, who won't be able to do the main, like, drama ensuing things that they would normally do? Like, is there an answer? Is there an answer? Like, I'm so confused, because it's just like, Bravo, because both Kristen and Stassi have, like, tried to get their jobs back. Like, they begged and pleaded for their jobs back because they were making mad money. But Bravo said no. They were like, oh, we want to make a more diverse cast. So I'm like, okay. So that tells me that since it's been renewed, you're now going to be adding a whole bunch of new people who the old cast is just going to resent them. Going to resent them and hate them and bully them because they're replacing their friends that got fired. And then you have most of the cast who's all pregnant, who's probably going to be at home resting. Like, a large part of this show is they go on group trips where they get plastered and do something really outrageous while drunk. So they're all pregnant now. So what, you're just gonna have a guy's trip where the guys are gonna go neglect their pregnant wives and go get drunk and toasted in Vegas and then probably cheat on them like they've cheated on them every other season? That's old. That's old and played out, and I don't really need to watch them cheat on their wives because we all know Tom Sandoval cheated with that Miami girl. We all know Jax cheated more than just with Faith. He's definitely cheated every single time he's been away from Brittany for any length of time. I don't know about Randall, but we all know Tom, the other Tom, I forget, it's Tom Sandoval Swartz. Tom Swartz has definitely cheated on Katie, at least in the past. I don't know about currently, but he definitely has in the past. He's even admitted it once. Like, you can chill. And then Sheena's boyfriend has not been on the show yet, so adding him on might be something new, but, like, he's a sports player. Like, I mean, how many times can you see a sports player? I don't even know what he plays, but I know he plays a sport. And it's just, like, and he's Australian, and he's really ripped, so, like, you're gonna throw him on the screen just to, like, distract us? Okay, that's not gonna work for very long either. So I feel like this new season, unless they do something, like, I don't even know what they could really do, but, like, unless something happens or they do something, this might be the last season, because I have a very real feeling that, like, this season's just gonna tank because there's gonna be nothing freaking going on. And I just am not here to be bored. Like, I'm bored every day of my life. I don't need to be watching a show that I used to love being bored. I think as soon as they fired Kristen and Stassi, they should have just canceled the show and just been like, oh, you know, we bred this bad environment. We don't stand by any of this behavior. We don't want this behavior to affect any of the other cast members. Let's just cancel. I feel like that's what they should have done. Because, you know, I just don't think the next season's gonna be worth watching, really. I mean, I'm still gonna watch it, but I don't think it's gonna be worth shit. And then I started watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because Lisa Vanderpump was in it. While once I finished Vanderpump Rules, I was like, oh, I need something else to watch, but I don't want to watch anything serious. And I knew Lisa had been on Real Housewives. I've just never been interested in watching Real Housewives, so I just turned it on because I was like, oh, you know, it's Lisa in it, at least I know somebody, I'm invested in at least one of these Real Housewives. And it's actually really good. It's just I am not invested in any type of way. Like, I binged it because I just had it on in the background while I was on my computer reading a book. But because it's older women, I don't feel as invested because, like, I don't really connect with the things that they're struggling through. Because they're so much older, they're all in, like, their 50s. I did think it was interesting when Yolanda was on there because it was interesting to see Gigi and Bella. But she was only on for a couple seasons and then she had a lot of drama with her. I do wish that she would tell us why she was getting divorced from her husband at the time, David Foster, because that seemed really, really juicy drama, but they never said anything about it. David's come out publicly and said, I'm never going to say the real reason why we got divorced. So there's no hope of that anytime soon. And then Lisa Vanderpump even left the show. Like, I haven't watched the new season yet where she's not in it, but she did leave the show because she kept getting into fights with people. And honestly, if you watch it, you can clearly see that Lisa is like this master manipulator and she's manipulating all these things and all these people to getting the outcome she wants. And once she was, you know, outed and people were like, you know, we know you do this, just admit it, she was like, I'm not admitting to anything, and like peaced out on the show. Like, that's literally what she did. She was like, I'm not admitting to manipulative ways, peace out. So, I mean, she's got the money to be doing that, y'all. If only I was Lisa Vanderpump. She has two mini horses, like four swans, like a bajillion dogs, and she lives in a giant ass house with a husband who adores her. And I am just so flabbergasted. So, what does reality TV teach us? Really nothing. Nothing. It's literally hot air. I'm blowing hot air up my ass when I watch it. But it is a guilty pleasure. I do really enjoy it. So if you ever are looking for a good reality show to watch and you liked Keeping Up with the Kardashians and you're sad that it's over, I would really recommend watching Vanderpump Rules. You might like it, you might hate it, you might love it and hate it. And then we can talk about it. Let's talk about it. Neither Tanisha and Tony have ever watched Vanderpump Rules. Tony watches Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but I don't really think I need to give the Kardashians any more publicity by talking about their show, so I'm just not going to. But I should try to get Tony to watch it. I should. I really should. But if she does, we can then talk about it, get all the thoughts out there. I'm sure she probably will not like Kristen, but like, I don't, again, I do not know why I love her, but I love her. She wrote a book. I think it's called He's Making You Crazy, and it's literally about her dating life, and it's crazy. It's crazy, and it's so good. I love it. And Stassi also wrote a book, wrote a book. A book. It's called Basic Bitch, something like that, and I have never read it. I've never been too interested. She's like trying to teach you how to be basic. I'm like, girl, I'm already a basic white girl. I don't need help in that area. I need somebody to make me unique. Make me unique, okay? But you should definitely watch it and let's talk about it and let's get our thoughts out there. Let's see who else loves Kristen. She's problematic as hell. But I love her. I love her. It's okay. It's okay. It is okay to like problematic creators as long as you can acknowledge that they are problematic and you don't defend their negative actions. And on that note, I will say good night. Reality TV. It fucks up your life. Anyway, I will see you guys later. I'm not going to make any promises of when the next episode will be because don't come for me with pitchforks. I, again, am unreliable as shit. Okay, goodbye.